ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?
Well, actually, I live in Delaware now, so does that make me a Delawarean?
Keep singing, girl.
You know, Beyonce is my friend in my head. They my people sometimes, too. You know, when I was a kid, I had an imaginary enemy. Like, does that make me crazy?
Life SP, presented by Say What Radio.
Hey, what's good? Welcome to Life is P. I'm your host, Phoenix Ash. They call me P. If you are a first-time listener, thanks so much for joining me. Thanks for checking me out. I appreciate you, no matter how you heard about me, whether it be on Facebook, Twitter, friend of a friend, auntie, sister, cousin, boyfriend, whatever. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for coming. If you hear me moving around a lot, it's because I'm trying to kill a lot of birds with one stone, hence my life. I'm cooking chili. It's a nice day. It's rainy day. It's perfect day for chili. So, and yes, I call the rainy day a nice day. So if you are a repeat listener, what's up? What's good? I miss you. How you doing? I hope everyone is doing well. I had some things happen in my life over the past week, some really exciting things. And I actually came prepared to talk about one topic, which I may later or on another show. But then I went and took a shower, right? And in the shower, I don't know if anybody, you like, if the water speaks to you, but like my mental clarity is ridiculous in the shower. And I was thinking about how I have a limited amount of time, at least in my own mind, to put the finishing touches on this book. I'm on the last like third of the book. And yeah, still Savage Fever, child. And I was also thinking about, you know, I've gained a lot of weight recently. You know, people who see me all the time be like, you really gained a lot of weight. But then they knew me when I was fatter too. So they probably just think I look regular. But I gained a good like 15 pounds over the past few months. And I'm not happy about that. Maybe 20. I'm not really happy about that. And I was just really thinking about like, why aren't you like exercising? What is happening? Why aren't you eating better? Why are you eating all these carbs? Like, what is happening? And I really just had to parent myself and just be like, girl, stop giving up. Because when I step outside of myself, I'm looking at myself and I'm like, are you giving up? Because you say you want these things, but you're not doing anything towards that. You're not progressing it. You're not moving the needle. And it's not that you don't have opportunity. Because before, the time was like a huge deal, right? I don't have time. I have to do this. I have to do that. So, you know, I took a little bit of time off from my corporate sponsor. And time, okay, is not as pressed as it would be had I had to report to them. Are there things that I have to do around the house and stuff falling apart because I'm inheriting problems that I didn't know existed before I got here? Absolutely. Does that mean I don't have time to exercise? Not at all. Not at all. Does that mean I don't have time to write? Not at all. No. So I'm looking at myself and I'm like, girl, stop giving up. And I just wonder how many times we don't even see that we are exhibiting the actions of someone who's giving up. Not that, you know, I don't want to say how many times you're giving up because I can't make that determination for you or for anybody else. But I think we miss that we are taking adverse action, right? Like we're doing things that looks like we're giving up. We're, you know, yes, I'm tired. Yes, I need to rest. But there was a time where, you know, 2 to 3 times a week, I'd push past the sleep and get the document done. I'd have an extra cup of coffee. I'd have a smoothie at 10 o'clock at night just so that I can stay up a little longer and be energized. I was eating fruits and vegetables for lunch along with a salad. I was taking better care, eating yogurt for breakfast, eating one egg white, whatever. I was doing all these things, motivated, pushed. And it's like, yo, what happened? What happened? Where's the steam? Where's the light? You look like you've given up. And I know that's not true, right? I'm like, you'll never get me to accept defeat, ever. So I know it's not true. Sorry, I gotta, you know, these onions are missing from this dish, but I'm trying to make this chili and nobody eats onions. So we're just doing peppers and garlic in the pan. But anyhow, yeah, I know it's not true that I'm giving up. I know that. But when I look at actions I'm taking or not taking, I can't say that to be true. So I have to figure out where the disconnect is for myself. You know, what is stopping me from moving forward? And honestly, I'm probably going to get about a ton of stuff done after I do this podcast, because this whole podcast, this whole episode is a note to self. Girl, get your ass up and stop giving up. You got to get it done. You already know, at least for myself, I know that accomplishment makes me feel really good. Accomplishment is what pushes me to go to the next accomplishment. So if I'm just sitting here doing nothing towards the goal, I'm never going to get that good feeling. I'm never going to get that, yes, it's time for the next one. I don't make it to the next goal. I don't. So like, that's unacceptable. You feel me? It's unacceptable. That can't be my life. I've worked too hard. I've gotten too far, and I'm way too happy. I want to be more than that. I want to be more. I want to feel this feeling some more. You know what I mean? I want to feel this freedom some more. But what am I doing with it? What am I doing with it? Because when I look outside myself, I'm like, okay, why is this not happening? What's so pressing? You know, you got all these things in your mind riding on this stuff. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm riding too much on it. And maybe the fear gene is kicking up and I'm feeling overwhelmed. I don't know. But I got to kick that mess to the side because it's getting in my way. It's in my way. You know, and if you're anything like me, your adverse action or your inaction is in the way. It's in the way. And we got to do something about it. We can't keep, you know, sitting around and saying, well, I choose to sleep. You know, after a while, like, do you need sleep? Absolutely. Do you need rest, rejuvenation? Do you need that to think clearly, function properly? Absolutely. You're not going to get me to tell you, oh, don't sleep. Oh, don't only have 4 hours of sleep and take power naps during the day. Nah, that ain't my thing. I really feel like a good 8 hours is ideal. Not always possible, but ideal. But okay. One of these days, we're going to have to push past the sleepy gene and say, I got to get this done. Just like one of these, you push past the actual goal to say, I got to get this sleep. Right? You put goals to the side to get this sleep. It has to be a balance somewhere, right? They both have to make sense. They both are necessary. The accomplishment as well as the rest and rejuvenation. So we can't always give in to one thing. Right? Just like you can't always give in to goal, because that's how burnout happens. You know, there's people who never get any sleep, never do anything but work on their goals. And then you meet them and they're snappy, they're bitch-like. You're just like, what is happening? Or, you know, they totally shut down at one point. This food smells amazing. But, you know, that is the balance that we're trying to maintain. We are, I think, individuals, particularly creatives, who look towards accomplishing a creative goal as though it'll fix something in our lives. Particularly, like, you know, if you're chasing like a publishing deal, or if you're chasing a record deal, or, you know, wanting to get in a film, or looking for your big photography showing, or whatever, need to book a show, whatever, you want to find a singer to write for. All of that. Or even if you're into sports, right? Like, you're going to play basketball, you want to go to the NBA, or you want to go play overseas, or you're looking for your next big break, whatever. I think we sometimes look to those goals as though those goals are going to fix something within us. And I think it's kind of ass backwards. So we're looking for this thing that we haven't attained yet to fix something that is within us, when truly we're whole already. We're whole. Everything that we need to attain the goal, we already possess. So the thing that we're trying to attain is not going to fix anything for us. We are already fixed. There's nothing to fix. It's going to highlight the wonderfulness in which we brought out of ourselves. It's just going to accentuate the greatness that is already within ourselves. So it's like, and I think, you know, for me, that changing that mindset is key. you know, because I don't have to chase this. I don't have to finish this book to fix a financial problem. I don't have to finish this book to fix a working relationship. I don't have to finish this book to recreate life as myself so that, you know, I could get into film, I could get into whatever. I have all those things to finish this book within me, as well as all those things to fix all those other areas in my life. Those things don't need fixing. They need my best self to come out and show up for them. Because when that happens, it gets organized, it gets together, it progresses, it grows, it evolves. I need to show up. And so when I tell myself, stop giving up, I'm telling myself, show the fuck up. Show up. You're not coming to work. You're not showing up to work. Show up. Where are you? Come back. You know, sometimes we look within the world. We look at everyone else, what they're doing to help us, what they're doing to contribute. How come this person didn't retweet my stuff? How come this person didn't buy my book? How come this person didn't leave a review? Listen, what about you? How are you showing up to work? How are you showing up for yourself? Show up. Where are you? Come back. Come back. And we need this reminder every so often. You know me, my memory is trash, right? I could have did a whole show on this 6 months ago, 8 months ago, 3 seasons ago. Who knows? I don't know, but it's time to come back because I know I need it. Do you need it? Because I know I damn sure need it. I need to tell myself, come back, show up, get this thing popping. It's already within you. You know, when I talk to somebody about my struggle in writing my story, you know, and they're like, oh, well, you know, it's hard to be creative. Like, yes, creative is hard sometimes, but I'm past the point of creativity on this. I know the story. I know how it happens. I know the details. I got to write it. So that's about showing up to work. That's when, you know, creativity stops and work discipline shows up, and it's not showing up. And I'm getting fed up with me. Honestly, I know some of the readers is like, well, shit, I'm fed up with your ass too. But I'm serious. I'm like fed up with me because I'm like, what are you doing, girl? What are you doing? You know, people will hear my story and be like, oh, you juggling so much. And yeah, I've been juggling. I've been handling it. And I know where my free time is. I know where my opportunity is. And I'm not taking it. And I have to be honest with myself. I can't be like, oh, but it's just so much. No, be honest with yourself. What you not doing? What you not doing? I come home every day and look at that treadmill. You think I get my butt on it? No. Because I don't feel like it. And I keep leaning to what I feel like. But I don't feel like being fat either. But I must. I must. Because that's the one I'm putting the work in for. That's the one I'm eating everything under the sun for. I must. I must be okay with that. That must be what I feel like because that's what I'm working towards. So that's my thing. That's what we're talking about. Show up for you. Show up. Where are you? Come back. Stop giving up. Stop giving in. Stop moving as though, and like I said, you might not think that you are moving as though you defeated, but start lining up your actions with your goals. Are they aligned? Do they make sense? Are your goals evident in your moves? That's what I'm really asking myself. Like, hold on. Are your goals evident? Like, what you doing? What you doing? My aunt had to force me. Like, she's like, girl, you be life coaching through the podcast and you know, talk to people and whatever and you have your clients but you're doing this stuff naturally. And she got certified in coaching and she was just like, I took the course. And girl, I want you to take the course, not because you're not doing it, but because I want you to learn the model, because I want you to be conscious of what you're doing. I want you to know that, yo, I do this. This is what I do. So own it. You know, she's like, how come you haven't moved forward in this? And I'm so excited about what's next for you. And I'm sitting here like, I mean, I have spots open up. You want a consultation? I do consultations for $25, just an initial life coach consultation. You know, we could talk about areas in your life and how to figure out what area is the area that you want to work on, because sometimes we get overwhelmed with life and we don't know which area. We think we know. Oh, well, this is a problem, this is a problem, this is a problem. But like when we start thinking about the different areas in our life and we compartmentalize a little bit and we start thinking about our experience with these areas in our lives, sometimes we find out, oh shoot, what I thought was the problem is not the problem. This other thing is the problem. And this is where I need to show up. And if I show up, this other stuff will stop spilling out into the rest of my life. So, you know, I do have a couple of spots open. So if you want to get at me on Twitter at PWrites, PWrites, or get at me on Instagram, PWrites. My at is the same both places. We can talk. You want to hit me up on my Twitter messenger. I know I sound like, it's mostly because like I'm working on stuff within me, but also I can share these things with you. I can share these tips and these goals and these things that I found to be so useful and be able to get me to the next step and the next place in my life. And the reason why I'm doing consultations, they're half an hour consultations, is because, you know, we have to be very intentional with our time. And you may feel like that's all you needed was somebody to talk to right quick. I might feel like you got what you need, you're okay. Or, you know, we both may feel like we're not a fit for a client coach relationship. So I wouldn't dare try to lock anybody in to my sessions if it's not a fit for them or not a fit for me. But yeah. But anyway, I took the course and very much aligns with my spirit and what I'm doing and learning new ways to present information and new ways to accept information, but also new ways to make it active in my life. Because how I'm coaching you and I haven't experienced the fulfillment that this model brings. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I love, you know, people be like, let me show you how to write a book. Okay, well, how many books have you published? Well, none, but what? I know you can balance writing books and your corporate job. You know, okay, so what did you do when you were in corporate? Oh, no, I've never been in corporate. Okay. Or when I'm in corporate and be like, you know, you're just going to have to figure out how to do everything and write, because I write too. You do? My God, let me read your book. What do you have? Oh, I didn't publish anything. Oh, so you don't have obligation to an audience or to a publisher. Oh, okay. And it's not to diminish what anybody else is doing. It's just for you to give me advice from a seat that you never sat in. You know, for you to help guide me from a place that you've never been, that ain't comfortable for me. And it's not comfortable for me to do that for you guys. You know, when I'm on this podcast, you guys know I share everything that I experience, primarily because I want the goodness that I'm experiencing in life to be your experience as well. Not the same experience, but I want you to experience the goodness of life. Like, I want you to know that life is good and life can be great. I want that for you. And sometimes we just got to show up and we got to be honest about where we're not showing up. So this time I'm being honest with me. I'm like, girl, you ain't been around. You're not showing up. You got to fix that. If this is what you truly want in the time that you want it, you're going to have to fix that. Something in your life has to be intentional. Something, you know. I usually shy away from being intentional, and that's only because I'm afraid of failure. I use being whimsical as an excuse just in case I fail. Oh, well, you know, I wouldn't outline my books for fear of the outline would change. How stupid is that? Just, no, that's not what I do. Or... Girl, my girlfriend, she's always like, yo, I love that girl. But anyway, that's my soapbox. That's my offer to you. If you're interested in any of my consultations, please get at me on Twitter or Instagram. If you just want to pick up a book and just be like, girl, I don't want all of that. I just want to be entertained. no doubt. Go to Amazon, look up Phoenix Ash. You'll find all my books there. Have a couple that's on Audible. They all should be available on Kindle. If any of them get taken down in the transition to independence, I will definitely let you know. If you can't remember what book, like you saw a book, I think it was Delectable, or I think it was Touch Me First, or anything like that, hit me up. I am very responsive. Hit me up on Twitter or Instagram, and you have, it was a book, I remember the summary, or tell me a little bit about these books so I know which one I want to buy, whatever. Let me know. Okay, I'm open. I want to talk to you guys. I appreciate you guys. I couldn't do most of the things in my life if I didn't have you to spill the beans to. I need you. Thank you so much. Until the next time when we could exchange power, I love you. Peace.